The day before he died, apparently a lot of drama went down. You're watching AfterBuzz's How to Get Away with Murder. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Hey, y'all. Hey, guys. We're back in here. And it's ladies' night.
It's ladies' night. And I'm feeling right.
Okay, so it's International Women's Day.
Yes.
And it's ladies' night. I am Elena. I'll be lead hosting tonight, you know? So it's just two of us.
She's going to work it.
Yeah. Well, you guys know who I am because apparently you missed me last week. Where were you, April?
Oh, I was at work. I missed it so much last week. I'm April Wissenhant. We missed y'all so much. But it's ladies' night tonight. And holy crap, do we have so much to talk about.
Man, how do you feel about this episode?
I originally thought I was not going to be happy about seeing Wes because it just takes you back. But then as soon as I saw him, I was like, my baby Wes!
I mean, you kind of were obsessing over him the whole time.
I did.
It's also going to be really awkward this episode because you guys know that I usually am in the chat room with you all. And then I handed it over to April today.
We like switch off half and half, but I'm going to be writing for
it's okay
her.
I'll still be able to see your comments sometime tonight. This episode was a little crazy for me. Like, I don't know about y'all, but it was all over the place. It was so much happening. Like, just damn, can I just breathe for a second?
There were so many times when I was sitting there and I was like like literally you just stop even moving or like breathing half the time because I'm like, what in the world? But we got a lot of answers tonight. But even more questions?
We got the answers that are going to set up the questions for the finale next week. Yeah. Who knew the finale was next week?
Right? I just always assume we have like 20 more episodes and it's never going to end, but well, finale next week.
In my mind, we should have never taken the winter Olympic break.
I know.
If we were only going to come back for 3 episodes.
I mean, I guess we have to for the Olympics and stuff. But, you know, we're back and we have our baby Wes back, maybe. I don't know. How did you feel about seeing him?
About Wes?
Yeah.
Can you stop saying baby Wes? We had
Sorry,
our baby
I'm
Wes back.
I'm saying like baby like my love, not baby like baby.
I know, but
my
now dad. We got a baby Wes.
Okay, you're right, you're right. How did you feel about having Wes back or seeing him again, not having him back?
It felt right. Mm-hmm. Okay, it felt right. I know that there is a lot of Wes haters in the comments. You guys don't like him. What do they call him? Weightless. They call the baby
what's
Weightless.
What's his name on the... You just said baby. That's his name on the show, Waitlist, but a lot of people aren't into having him back or aren't into, like, it's like we've already mourned him, so seeing him just kind of brings stuff back. And then, like, his interactions with Laurel tonight were so, I mean, for me, it took me right back there, but then it also reminded me, I'm like, dang, she really moved on quick with Frank. Even though she did cheat on him with Frank, so maybe she wasn't fully over it. But I'm like, she was just...
Which we'll get into.
Right. But she was, like, right back there with Frank after. But seeing them interact and seeing how he was really just trying to protect her, it was huge for me. Now, I'm sure, like, we obviously... There's a lot that we're still missing in this scenario. But seeing that he was, like, doing all this stuff for her and how he approached her mom... It was. I mean, he tore up the check that his mom gave. Her
Did
mom
I
gave
blink
him.
When that happened?
He tore up the check. You must have.
You did blink. Did you see that?
You see him tear up the check physically
in the bathroom when he hid it under the counter.
No, I think he was in his room at that point. But he physically tore up the check and threw it away.
See, that's what happened when you get lashes because then you start blinking a little too long and you start and you missing the important scenes. You're like,
What do you think about their initial meeting?
The mom and Wes.
Yeah.
Okay, here are my thoughts. I liked having Wes back tonight only because he's been gone for so long.
Yeah.
If your theory would have came true mm-hmm. and he did fake his death and he was actually alive, mm-hmm. that would piss me off.
I only thought that for a hot second.
That the whole episode,
I thought that
April.
the whole season I've thought he was dead, but it's been a big theory that he faked his death. For a second tonight, just the way he said something, I was like, oh, he could... really have done this, but then they're just not going to go there. Like, it's not a fake your own death kind of show, because then it goes off into a different arena.
Which is what I'm saying. Had he done that,
yeah,
I would have been one of those fans who were pissed, because you know, made me practically cried when he died.
Exactly.
I didn't, but I did laugh when someone else died, which is why I hesitated just now, but we'll get into that later. Literally laughed out loud.
Oh, you are going to get the haters anyway, already.
They're going to hate me again. It's fine. I like having Wes back tonight. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay. I liked his interaction. I liked how he was talking. I like the role that he plays. Like, he brings certain calmness.
He really does. It's like a, I don't know. I can't explain it other than saying that it's a calmness. And he just is so, he's so matter of fact about stuff. Like, everyone else runs to everyone. But the way after they met, he's like, I'm not okay with this. I'm telling Laurel. And Sandrine gave him her phone number. It's like he really, he did something to figure it out himself. He even went as far as obviously warning or telling Dominic, like, this is what's about to happen. Make sure nothing happens to her. And that was the catalyst for obviously him being
what
killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he wasn't willing to bring everybody else down, which is just crazy that he was the one that was ultimately blamed for everything, but that's the only way that they could have gotten away with murder. But it's just, it brings back that, like, okay, you're good, even though he did murder a person. You
know? While we're talking about Wes, is Laura and Frank back together right now?
Yes and no. So they are, but then they got into that fight, but then, yeah, they
are. Do y'all think Laurel and Frank are together right now? I feel like she needs someone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, like, over her love life situation because she has other things to focus on right now. But
she's going so hard for Wes right now, like, basically about to kill her mom over it. And this is the same guy that she cheated on.
Yeah, but people make mistakes, and she said it was a mistake, but I'm not agreeing with it whatsoever, but I'm saying she's going so hard for him because I think, you know, when you lose a person, a lot of times it does bring on these emotions that maybe you didn't know were there, plus he is the father of her child, so that's
another... She didn't know that she was pregnant before that, though.
No, she didn't, but at this point, you're like, why is she going so hard at her mom? Because now she knows, obviously, her child is going to grow up without a father. So I totally get it. She is the catalyst for her child having a not as fulfilled in, you know, the average normal terms that people say life.
You sound like when her and Michaela were sitting there and Michaela was saying, we need to own up for our actions. And Laura was like, we just have bad parents.
But no, her actions don't prove or disprove that she loves or didn't love Wes. I'm saying I think at the time she was probably super confused, but I believed even back then that she really loved him.
What about Michaela cheating on Asher with Marcus from Scandal? P.S. guys, I know that you couldn't hear my reactions for last week's episode.
We were going off.
First of all, I cried real tears.
Yeah.
Let me just say, this is like a total sidebar. I cried real tears watching last week's episode. If we have time at the end, we'll kind of rebuttal for it because I definitely want to know some of your thoughts.
Yeah, same.
They're getting ready to pull up the chat room for me so I can see what's happening because April isn't telling me.
I'm sorry. Well, okay. Day Daw says Laurel always needs someone. And she does, but I also think that her life is about to go in a very different route at this point. But I also, you brought up the Michaela and Asher situation.
Yeah.
I really want to know what y'all thought about the cheating because I was so just like, about it. I was kind of like, okay, whatever. I expected this, but it didn't really hit me the gravity because I've always been, you know, kind of Michaela and Asher, kind of not, whatever.
Yeah.
But it didn't really hit me until tonight, obviously, when Asher finds out or puts it together, because we always kind of peg him as the not as smart one, or he's the goofy one. You know, he doesn't do the really smart Michaela moves ever in the show. And obviously, he was going to know that something was up. And just the way he put it, like,
first of all, Connor and Oliver, terrible friends. Don't tell them any of your secrets.
But they're Asher's friends, too.
Okay, be neutral.
Yeah.
They sat there and they were like, nothing.
Well, because obviously Asher figured it out from their faces and whatever.
Their reaction.
But then it's like once he asks, like, you can't lie because then you're taking Michaela's side over his. So
right.
I don't know. Anyway, But whenever he's like, you didn't just cheat on me, this was a knife to the heart. Because it's so true. Everything he's ever said, like, this powerful, beautiful black woman with this whatever. You know, it's a thing that he's thought about. It's a thing that she's thought about. And then to literally, I mean, he was the perfect guy for her. Marcus was.
Yeah.
And so it really is more of a betrayal. And it kind of hit me that I really do like them together. Because I'm like, oh, wow, you the one thing that he was so afraid of, you did. So it's more than just like a regular one. Cheating is terrible. But it's more than just like a random whatever person.
I love his love for Michaela.
Oh, same.
And that's what made it hit me. And I also really just appreciated that scene between Laurel and Michaela, because that whole BFF thing that was happening, it was like, you know, just tell me what to do. Like, we both made stupid mistakes. Like,
yeah.
I just need my friend, or I just need a getaway, or I need not to think about it. I thought that that was really awesome. I think everybody should kind of have that, even if it is a partner that you're going to make stupid mistakes with.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, E.B. Morris says, not telling your friend something is not neutral. That's true. It's like omitting the truth. So it's a tough situation because they're friends with both of them.
Yeah, but it's not telling them. It's just not telling them. Like if you, as a friend, if you ask me, I have to tell you as a friend. But if you don't ask me, I shouldn't tell you, because it's not my business to tell you, because my other friend trusted me with the information.
Yeah. They also said that they shouldn't have done the reveal in this episode because it was overshadowed by so many other things.
What reveal?
And that's so true. The reveal of him finding out and her confronting him. Well, I kind of do think it was overshadowed. Now, I think obviously they're trying to like fit everything in before the finale next week, because we would have just forgotten about it had they waited until next season. But it was like a lot. Like, I'm even trying to think of all the little things during the show, and we take notes all throughout the show and everything too, but it's like it was a lot of stuff happening tonight.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, we got the Oliver and Connor, they're having a wedding, and all the stuff with Simon. Oh my gosh. It was just a lot.
I don't think it was overshadowed. I think it allowed us to step into the world of Annalise and the mind of Annalise. Because everything was happening back to back, small stuff, big stuff, things that we don't have time for, like Asher and Michaela's argument.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So though it was small and we as fans wanted to spend more time on it.
Yeah.
It was big because not today, guys. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
that was one of my favorite moments of the show.
All days that we're having a breakout. This is what it is. It's almost like you kind of need that breakaway. Like, you just need to have some fun. And you know what? That reminds me of this new podcast.
Yeah.
So you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life. For those of you who do, have we got a podcast for you?
Oh, yeah.
Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, which Michaela and Laurel definitely need to listen to.
Oh, yes.
From health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who got you there.
Oh, yeah.
Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition. Check it out. They need to check it out.
They all need a big sister, an older sibling in their life to, like, I guess that's Annalise, to tell them what to do. But you made a good point that we got to see a lot of facets of Annalise, sorry, y'all, of Annalise tonight. Because we had that moment of where she's like, this, like I said, is one of my favorite parts of her being like, we don't need this right now. There's bigger fish to fry, essentially.
Yeah.
Because we have our boy Simon awake, which is what we've been talking about all season. Is he going to wake up? Is he going to die? Is he going to be a vegetable? Well, he clearly is not. And he's awake and remembering stuff. And I love what Connor is saying. He's like, it's like a computer booting back up, because it is. Now, a lot of people are not fortunate enough for that to happen, but this is how to get away with murder.
Right.
And we knew something was going to happen. I think it meant a lot, but also didn't mean a lot. It was just very lucky that he woke up thinking, did I come out to you, Oliver?
It was a little awkward.
Well, it's also like, oh, but when Oliver tells him, yes, I like you too.
Hold on.
Literally, that whole scene, I was like,
quick cringing. Check in with you guys. Were you surprised? How did you feel when Simon woke up? Like, when we got that news last week and then we got to see him today, tonight, how did that, like, were you surprised that he woke up? Because, I mean, we've been predicting. I kind of wanted something different to happen. Like, we kind of knew he was going to wake up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wanted something more dramatic to happen. Though the whole scene with Tegan, coming back was good enough for me.
Yeah. She looked amazing.
She looked really good. But him waking up also allowed us to fully embrace Oliver into the Keating 4, 5, 6, how many ever.
That's what I said. I think this whole, his whole, the synopsis of his scenes tonight made him a member now, even though he's not happy about it. And I still think, I'm like, this boy is doing this for a green card. He probably could have gotten a green card
another way.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, with some of the information that he had. But this guarantees it, and I'm sure they promised some stuff for his family as well.
Right.
But the fact that he is obviously going through a lot to protect them, now who knows if that'll stick, but I think it's big. Niall said he was shook whenever Simon woke up.
Our fans in the chat room are savages. One of them said, don't care, like, wish he would die. What? This is why you guys watch this show.
No, lovely underscore J, Ollie pity Simon. I don't think he really likes him. He definitely doesn't really like him. That was just all, it Annalise, was a ruse.
Yeah.
It was her, like, lovely LJ, sorry. It was all a ruse of Annalise trying to get them to get everything hidden. Of course, she's doing everything she can to take care of it. I would have just gone with Michaela and been like, just marry him and this will all be over. But clearly he's remembering more stuff. It all kind of comes to fruition whenever he remembers that Laurel was there. And obviously Laurel is the one person that shouldn't have been there and is the person that brought the gun.
But he remembered that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Here's my thing. Simon is laying in a hospital bed, weak, hurt. He just got shot. He's barely awake. I know he's thirsty. He's been out for a while. And the first thing he want to do is try to talk to the can you breathe a little bit? Can you milk this situation? Like, he just was too ready. He was too ready to stir the pot.
Well, we have to get, I mean, like we said, next week is the finale. They had to, like, get us somewhere. It's not like a soap opera where we have an episode every single day. They had to, like, make some stuff happen, but it also, like, almost too quickly went away and the problem was just fixed.
I
don't think that's gonna be fixed, but I think they just, like, tied it up for now and let's figure out these other really, really, really important things.
You know what was cool? Though they are cramping everything into this episode, it was really awesome that coming off of last week's episode, they introduced another woman, like, they brought Tegan back.
Yeah.
Like, so we had Olivia and Annalise last week, and then we had Tegan and Annalise tonight. And them going head to head was amazing for me. And just FYI, I love Tegan. I love her on the show. But her comeback was weak tonight.
You think?
She said, go get some rest, girl. You look like you need it.
Oh, I know.
And Annalise
didn't
even look like she needed it. Now, I've seen her when she looked like she needed it. Tonight was not the night that she looked like she needed it.
She was petty, but also it's because Annalise was really getting her. She's like, we know you're not doing this for Oliver. It for Jorge Castillo. Since when do you work for, you know, this man?
Worked
for him for a long time. But honestly, I didn't even think that at first when I saw her. I just thought she was, like, trying to protect herself or trying to get to the bottom of it. And then, obviously, Annalise was like, no, you're just doing this to protect Antares.
When I saw it and we found out he already had an attorney and we saw her come up the hallway, I already knew it because her last interaction with Michaela was, you need to stay away if you know what's good for you.
Exactly.
Showing that she still worked for Jorge. So somehow she just, like, got her, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Back to my petty comment, Annalise just came out the shop in D.C. with the hairstylist. They had shut it down for just her and Olivia, and you got the nerve to tell her she didn't look good. I was ready to fight, okay? That's all I'm saying. Anyway, moving forward.
It was bad. I think that whenever, so they find out that Laurel was there, or that Simon knows this, and of course it's because Nate, which we'll get to, these moments that I loved tonight, was helping them out. That's how they know this is happening. And honestly, I thought it was a little too easy how they got to Oliver, like, because Tegan just so happened to go to the bathroom.
How they got
so
to Michaela Simon.
Michaela went there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I keep saying Oliver. I'm sorry. How they got to Simon. How Oliver got to Simon.
Yeah.
Because Tegan just so happened to go to the bathroom. And then it seems like they would have at least had a list or some pictures or something. Because obviously this random security guard at the door isn't just going to know who Oliver is.
Right.
So, and you can tell right at that moment, whenever Oliver is actually talking to Simon, that Simon doesn't remember all, but he definitely remembers most.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, I mean, and Annalise killed it when she got on the phone with him, obviously.
It was also disappointed that Tegan fell for Michaela's crap.
I would have been like, get like stop and just talking to away. Me.
Like, I wouldn't have stopped moving.
Yeah.
And I know that the whole, the lines about her working, like not being a boss and working for this man, blah, 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 was right. supposed to be enough to stop her in her tracks. Great up, great scene for International Women's Day.
Yes.
But it wasn't, like, it wasn't enough. She didn't say anything absurd enough to want me to stop in my tracks.
Like, I was not bothered by right. it at all. I would have just been like, okay, I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to be like, oh, who? Why would you listen to this man like this? But okay, moving right along.
I was more so annoyed by it. Yeah. Or at least let Oliver get caught. I mean, I guess the finale's next week and we have to have another season. We get it. We get it. Fine.
Yeah.
So while we're in the hospital, did you see how quick Dr. Isaac noticed Annalise? Mm-hmm. Did he notice her by her phone ring, or did he actually see her?
Wait, no, he saw her.
I don't think so.
No, she asked. Wait, ooh, y'all remind us of
his
this.
His phone rang. She was walking to his room. Mm-hmm. He wasn't looking toward the door. Mm-hmm. Then her phone rang, and she tried to, like...
Who was calling her? It was...
I don't know. Frank. Somebody trying to tell them about Laurel's psycho mama. Sorry, that was not nice. But you get it. She is kind of... Okay, I was making sure that you could hear the... making sure that you could hear the...
Yes.
Frank was calling her to tell her that, and Dr. Roja heard her ringtone and just called her name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he actually saw her, or do you think he was anticipating her stopping by?
I mean, probably both. I don't think it really matters. I think that it's just... That's another thing that they needed to tie up before the end of the season. They couldn't, we always talk about how there's this thing from season two that we still don't know, but we have to know. And that's not always necessary. I think they just wanted to tie it up. They did a good job. But you know what? Their interaction made me think that Annalise, well, I knew that Annalise really had feelings for him, but she really had feelings for this man. Now, I don't even think they're going to come close to what's going to happen with Nate.
How does that make you feel, though? Because you're so Annalise Nate, and then here she is crying over Dr. Roja.
Well, Annalise...
Dr. Roja has... Doesn't... Okay, let me be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say nothing.
Day-Daw says he noticed her from behind.
Ah, blah. Lovely LJ said that he was calling everybody Annalise all day, which I believe.
He probably was.
Annalise!
I think that we knew that they had feelings for one... Obviously, we knew that they had feelings for one another. It doesn't bother me that she had feelings for him because she and Nate haven't been on. And, like, mm-hmm. it's not... It can't just always be the Nate and Annalise show. Like, they're going to give her something else. And I think they did a good job because it actually made her really grow as a character to see him as a therapist. And she... In this scene tonight, you know, she's like, please, let me finally take responsibility for something. And I'm happy that she said that because you can just see it really is like a very high step for her growth as a character.
I could agree with you. I do see her growth and I do love her growth with her wanting to take responsibility. I just don't like when they start confessing their love for each other.
They didn't really do that. They basically did like, do I that. Like you, I liked you too.
This was
essentially.
You make it sound so kindergarten.
I know. Well, that's kind of what it felt like to me. It just felt like one of those, you know, random loves that's just gonna, you're never gonna see him again. I can never see you again after tonight. Okay, we loved you, Dr. Isaac. Time to move on.
That's what Jordan Jackson just said.
What? Now that AK has grown, Isaac can die. Oh my gosh, Isaac can die.
You and I right when I see him. Right when I read that, you said, and now it's time for him to go. Like, that's... You guys are savage.
I just think we're not going to see him again. I think Dr. Isaac is... His character is done.
Which is fine. I think what kind of makes me upset is the roller coaster with his character. Like, he comes in and he's suspicious. We don't know about him. Then we kind of like him because he's saving the day for Laurel. Then we kind of hate him. Then, oh, he killed his daughter. Then he overdosed. Then he almost dies. Then he wants to kill... It's like... It's too much. And I'm...
Yeah.
I'm ready for him to go.
I think he's gone after tonight. Can we agree? We're going to get our...
That's one down.
We agree! Yay!
The other person we agree on may not make an appearance next week. Bum, bum, bum.
Who do y'all think it is? I think y'all know who it is.
Everybody knows who it is.
Our girl, Bonnie!
This is very tough territory for us because we've been labeled Bonnie haters in the past.
First of all, I would like to say, which I think we've done a good job of, the past few episodes at least, I've actually, of course, they make me like her, right? Mm-hmm. When they're going to do something horrific to
her. We predicted that, though.
Yeah, but I'm like, I really liked it. She's turned a corner. She's really been, like, actually helping them without this thing with Annalise. Mm-hmm. And vice versa with Annalise as well. And she's back on the team that we wanted her to be on, but she's also still doing her own thing. And it's like, literally, it's like, of course this is going to happen. Frank, first of all, it's kind of attractive that Frank has like a tracker on his phone of something that could potentially happen to Bonnie.
That was really hot.
It's very thoughtful. Like,
that was it made me think, hey, babe, if you're out there,
yeah,
put a tracker on my car. So if someone tries to blow me up,
you'll know. You'll come to my rescue.
Boom. Like, I mean.
Oh, don't say boom.
Yes. Why do you guys put us together? Like, it's not so good. Bonnie,
I like that. I like that. He searched through a car. There was nothing there. And we all know Frank has a lot of experience with cars. But I'm like, okay, Antares Technology Corporation, huge enterprise, could have, like, put something in there that he wouldn't know what it was.
So she panicked. Dohi inspected the car. Mm-hmm. And then she left the voicemail. When she was leaving the voicemail, I knew something was going to happen. You thought the car was going to explode. Mm-hmm. I just saw someone crashing into her. Like, I thought that they were going to make us livid, though.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they didn't. Do you think that she survived?
I actually don't even think it was her. I really don't.
You don't think it was her? Prius. What? You don't think it was her in the accident?
It was her. I mean, it was a car that looked exactly like hers. I don't think she's dead. I don't know.
But do you think she was in the car accident?
Yes.
But she's not dead.
I don't think she's dead. No. They just said in the chat, Keisha Charmaine, maybe a pedestrian was killed. Very possible.
Well,
maybe
the
person in the other car that hit her.
I thought so too. Earlier I was telling you that when someone died, I LOL'd because I thought it was hilarious how they tried to make us feel like Bonnie died. Like it was a car crash and then cars flipped over. And next thing you know, the body bag's being carried away.
No.
And we don't know who's in it. And in my opinion, the body shape was not that of Bonnie's. Because I'm an analyzer, I zoomed in with my eyes. Mm-hmm. That wasn't Bonnie's body, but it was just so funny to me. It was so predictable of the writers or the producers to do that.
Like, you think we're gonna believe this?
Like,
no.
Put it in a car accident and then you guys have to figure out who died.
And that's because that's what happened to Annalise as well. Different people that hit her with a car. But no, I don't think she's dead whatsoever. But I actually thought it was kind of stupid of her. Whenever she took, I mean, brave, sure, but stupid, whenever she took the money to the jail, because obviously she's trying to find out who took the hard drive. That's the big thing. That's how they're going to win everything in this scenario. With Simon, with Jorge, with the mom, everyone. But you already knew that someone was bribed there, because obviously that's where the hard drive had to have made it to.
Right.
And you think that Denver doesn't have access to that, even though he's the one that you're saying like, it just doesn't even make sense. I'm like, it's so obvious that he would be watching that.
So do you think that the team should have known Denver was playing both sides, or that he was keeping tabs, or that he had something to do with the drive?
I mean, how did they not know?
Because so much was going on. Like,
I guess, yeah. But I'm like, it's so obvious to me, or it's obvious to all of us the whole season that that's exactly what he's doing.
Because does Annalise even know about Laurel's mom?
I don't think so at this point. Well, now she knows.
How? She doesn't know.
Frank, remember when Frank was telling her and he's like, oh, it's so...
He didn't tell her.
He did. We just didn't see it. We didn't see him tell her, but that was what was insinuated by the conversation. I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, we knew what he was talking about because we saw it, but he never actually told her.
We didn't see him telling her, but we saw like what would have been the end of their conversation.
No, because she never found out because when she was telling him, this is why we need third party. You guys feel
Let
free
us know.
To jump in.
Didn't he say He said, I wish I could have told you about
the
mom. He said,
I wish I could have told... No, he didn't say about the mom.
He said,
it killed me to keep this from you. I wish I could have told you sooner. And she was saying, you were trying to protect me. I get it.
What do you think he was talking about then?
I think he was talking about the mom, but she thought he was talking about Simon or something else because he never got it out. And then Bonnie happened with the whole car crash and she listened to the voicemail. And then Nate called and
told... What else would he have been telling her?
Who?
What else would Frank be crying over that he had
she
kept
from
her? She
didn't let him finish. Like, he was saying that.
Oh, you think it was like the beginning of
the conversation.
The conversation.
She didn't let him actually get it. I could be wrong.
Niall says, I think it's about the whole Wes and mom thing. He didn't tell her, and Day Dawes, he didn't tell her, but I think it was implied that he did.
I don't know. But all right, so basically.
What would it matter if he didn't, I guess?
Yeah.
Because I'm saying, what would it matter?
If she doesn't know, that means this whole episode just blew up, and on the finale, she gets hit with another...
With all this information.
Okay. Again. Like,
got it. I think she does know, but I also think they all know... I don't think Denver is even on her mind at this point, because she knows, obviously, she's had Bonnie dealing with it, and everyone else kind of...
He's gonna be, though, now that Bonnie was in an accident, because Frank is gonna know that it was Jorge, but I don't know if they're gonna tie it to Denver.
Yeah, but I don't know. Get it. But they... I mean, she's been dealing with the class action. Mm-hmm. We have all of that going on. We have her and Nate's potential love connection again. I mean, not, but obviously he's doing a lot to help her out. And that was sexual tension whenever they were in the car together tonight.
What was sexual tension?
Whenever they were in the car together. He's like, I'll let you. Nate and Annalise. You didn't think it was sexual tension?
Y'all, come whenever get April. Were, somebody come car, get April.
Lock me up. I love them. I thought there was sexual tension in the car. But I don't, obviously that's not on anybody's mind. I don't think they're even slightly going to go there right now, of course. But I thought there was sexual tension.
But your comment, we were talking before the episode started and we were trying to catch up on last week. And we were talking about that and how Nate's dad and Annalise's parents got along. So when they were in the car, he brought him up. He was like, my dad will kill me if I didn't help you.
That's flirty to say that. Like when you say something about someone's parents loving you or whatever.
It was very flirty. It was cute.
But we'll backburner that for now, because not important.
Not important at all. I mean, okay, well, since we're talking about the stuff that makes us laugh, there may be a wedding.
I have to say this, Desario B, LMAO, every scene is sexual tension with Nate, if you ask April. Ain't that the truth?
I'm so happy that it's not about me.
Not the scenes with Nate and Bonnie. There is no sexual tension there.
Ooh, it's so awkward. Yeah. Remember that time we thought they were going to hook up with the pizza?
Oh, that one time. Oh, my. Don't remind me.
At band camp? Yeah. Anyway, okay, focus. We have real business to get through and we don't have much time.
Ooh.
No.
So many good points. Though. Lovely LJ. Bonnie got the plastic bags out again, then got a body double.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Y'all seem to think that Bonnie is dead, so.
I don't think that Bonnie is dead because that was too easy. And she's, like, for that to happen, like, for them to set up the scene of her in a car driving, calling Annalise, leaving the voicemail on her to die like that, it was just too easy. Yeah. It would be disappointing if she is dead in that way. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't want her to die or anything.
Okay, wait. So, speaking of stuff that happens in the car, we see the full, hey, it's Christoph conversation with Wes. He is calling Dominic's phone.
Yeah.
And then... If she, Sandrine, Laurel's mom, does call him back even though she lied and said she didn't. There's a part of me, and maybe it's the naive side of me, that does believe that she was just trying to help Laurel a little bit.
In her mind, yes.
Because she said, whenever she calls Jorge, she says he's gonna go to the police. We know that they know all this stuff that Laurel has done. Even though they may not admit it. Like, right. We know that. That's what she thought was gonna help her. Like, you have to do something. I think she knew what Jorge's version of doing something is. But I think she did it. I think she made the phone call because she was truly like, this is going to ruin her life. This is also going to ruin our lives a little bit if our daughter is a murderer or whatever.
I think she may have had good intentions for what she describes as good intentions or what she thinks it is.
Yeah.
But it still was you and dad are working together. Mm-hmm. And you came here and told me that you hadn't spoken to him in who knows how long.
That you have no idea.
Like, you had no idea. Mm-hmm. And that you let Wes die. Mm-hmm. You let me go through a pregnancy. You let the baby be born. You let my dad take the baby. And you sat here and played me.
Exactly.
So when Laurel had her mom in the room and started closing the curtains, I thought she was going to pull out a gun and get ready to, like, go off.
I thought she was about to choke her.
Yeah, but when she approached her mama, was like, I could kill you right now, I felt that.
Oh, yeah.
Because your stupidity has my child growing up without a father. Mm-hmm. How ironic. The only black guy on the show is the one that's dead and who left his child fatherless. Woohoo. Oh,
that's so true.
So, I have a... My child is going to be fatherless. I don't have no love interest. Like, you lied to me. Like, I could really kill you right now. Not, like, literally kill you. If the FBI is watching. But I could kill you right now. I could kill you right now. I felt that. I felt her pain just like I felt Asher's pain when he was going off on Michaela.
Oh, yeah.
And Michaela had the nerve to be sitting there all snot-eyed. Like, stop.
Well, but the thing about Laurel is, I don't think she's going to kill her mom, but she goes off sometimes. Like, she has a history of doing a few crazy things.
She get it from her mama.
And exactly. Literally, when she... I felt like her hands were, like, right here, and she's like, I could kill you. I'm like, are you going to kill
her? She really could kill her. I believed her.
Oh, exactly. But it's just like, okay, when Wes was in the car, do you think that he was about to go to the police at that time? Because he knew if he did, it was going to kill it for everybody. He literally says, he's like, I might be in trouble. You should know that if they come after me. It's almost like, I almost think he was like baiting them to do something. Because I don't think he ever would have actually gone to the police and told them everything that everyone had done.
I don't think he was going to do that either. I think they just may have misunderstood it, because a lot of people thought that he was going to go to the police.
Well, yeah, but that's something. So what do you think he was actually going to do? What do you think he meant by... Because
remember, he also called Annalise that night.
Yeah.
Like, he called, what's the dude named? Dominic?
Yeah.
And then he also called Annalise, so I think that he was going to try to come up with a plan. He wasn't going to go to the police. He was going to try to help his...
But he's warning them to say, like, hey, just so you know, this is a thing that could possibly happen.
Because if you're paying me to stay away from your daughter, then I believe that you really care about her and you don't want her to die.
Yeah.
At least, I think.
At least he's smart enough, though, to have recorded that conversation.
Yeah, I thought it was genius. And copy it to the computer. It was genius. I just thought that it was trifling for them to try to make us think that next episode, Laurel kills her mom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Laura's mom is missing. Like, it's just... You know what, y'all?
I want to say this because, shout out a comment, because Elena and I talked about this whenever we were watching. Fina Giuliani says she told Laurel she was helping him. How is $100,000 helping? I was like,
oh, yeah, that ain't nothing.
$100,000 in comparison to all that they have, like, you don't love your daughter very much. You have millions upon millions, probably billions of dollars. I have no idea. But, like, and you offer $100,000 because you think this person is going to harm her so much. No.
See, Wes wasn't from, he wasn't from the right kind of hood, because I would have taken the $100,000 and then I would have milked it for more.
I would have said add about 3 zeros to that. And then we're good.
Bye. Me and your daughter will run off to a private island. We'll start our family. Take your money. You'll never hear from us. We'll be good. So, yeah, I agree. It was a great plan. Yeah. Okay. I want us to go into some predictions, because... Yes. Next week is going to be a little crazy, a little suspicious. Halloween's coming early. I feel like that. I feel like Halloween's coming early, because
I'm getting all the vibes of the end of last season.
Exactly.
There's something about the house burning up and then being outside of the house with the ambulance there. That's last season, obviously. It feels like it's coming back to me. I don't think it's going to be... I don't even know what kind of finale it will be, because... Are they going to give us another death? I don't know. What do you think?
I thought that this episode was great, because a lot happened. It kept us on our toes. It kept us moving. It kept our minds racing.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm going to sit at this table next week and I'm going to have an attitude, mm-hmm. because they like to play with us.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we're going to get what we think we're going to get next week. We're just going to be, because it's the season finale.
Yeah.
It's not much that they're going
to
give us.
But what do you even, I think we don't have to worry about even thinking about the baby. Literally baby Wes, Laurel's baby.
Right.
Next season, we'll worry about him. Dang, that's bad.
That is bad.
I think, it's just like, I don't know. Something could blow up with Simon. Not literally blow up. I mean, like, he could change his mind. It's going to be all about the Bonnie stuff and how... I think we could get, like, a Denver death or something. Like, it's time for one of the bad guys to die.
I agree.
Nothing bad ever happens to them.
That's not going
to
happen, though.
Getting stuff.
That's not going to happen, because we're still looking for Laurel's mom.
Yeah. Oh, see, what could be so important for Laurel's mom to kill Wes? I what do y'all think is going to happen in the finale? Like, are we going to get some sort of reason to why this ultimately happened? Even Laurel, whenever, so she kind of answered a question tonight when Laurel asked her mom, like, why would you want to keep him from me? She's like, because he's a murder suspect. I'm like, so is she. And you
all
know
of us
it.
Are. And sorry, you know, I didn't mean to get loud.
But she knows that he's not. It just doesn't make sense. There's still something that's missing. And I hope we at least get that part that's missing. Unless they really are using him being a murder suspect as the reason. No, but then why would they not have killed Frank at this point?
I mean, it's just so, okay. Do you think Asher and McKay is going to get back together?
No. Not right now.
No?
Not right now.
But he came up with the whole throuple idea.
He sure did.
Damn, Asher, I'm so sorry. I just, guys, I really don't know. And I want to kind of build it up until next week. Yeah, so
I know I'm not doing a great job at predicting.
Some of we just don't know.
I don't know.
But a lot of you DM me on Instagram and Twitter. So definitely let's keep the conversation going. You can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
Y'all can follow me everywhere at April Wissenhant. We definitely want to know what y'all think because I love hearing it. Even when y'all hate what we say, I still like it.
Yes. And we'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.